So the question was asked, being that the Torah was written by Moshe, how come it continues beyond Moshe's death? So this question is actually discussed both in the Talmud and in the Midrash, and there's a machlokas, different opinion as to what happened. One opinion says that those verses were dictated by God to Moshe before he died, and the wording of the Midrash is Hashem was talking and Moshe was kotev bedema. And then there's a discussion, what does it mean Moshe kotev bedema? The simple reading is he was crying as he was writing those verses. Others say that no, he dipped his quill in his tears, and that's with what he wrote those verses. And others say no, Moshe was bedema. He was writing what God said, but he wasn't focused, so to speak, on that. Then there's the other opinion, which is quoted in the Talmud, which says those last eight verses were written by Yoshua. That Hashem said, Yoshua, I want you to write those last eight. And then there's a discussion in Halacha. Do those last eight verses have the same holiness as the rest of the Torah, being that they were written by Yoshua? So if you wish, you could go online to our classes on Vezosa Bracha, where we had a longer discussion on this. We brought the different opinion in Rishonim, where it affects halachically, where it impacts halachically. Some want to say you don't need a minyan to read those last eight psukim. There are different understandings as to what it means. Others want to say you don't have to read. Let's leave it. That's already not so relevant. But the bottom line is your question is a very good question, and we have different interpretations and different understandings in Chazal. But Chazal did address the question. If you're curious, in the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Baba Basra in the first paragraph.